It's Friday, May 29th, and the news today is mostly one company's, which doesn't happen often. The bell on the week rang loud out of San Francisco, and there's a quiet but lovely interpretability paper to balance it, plus a Pentagon budget line that's worth understanding before the weekend. Let me walk you through four things, in order. First up, the headline of the day, and arguably, of the week. Anthropic shipped Claude Opus 4.8. and pulled it into first place on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. The benchmark deltas matter for context. Opus 4.7 was at 57.3 on the version 4 index. Opus 4.8 came in at 61.4, edging past GPT 5.5 at 60.2 and putting Anthropic in front of OpenAI on every headline intelligence dimension the public can measure. The pricing is unchanged from Opus 4.7, $5 per million input tokens, $25 per million output tokens, which is unusual for a release with a measurable capability jump and worth registering. On online mine 2 web, the browser agent end-to-end benchmark, Opus 4.8 scores 84%. That's a meaningful jump over both Opus 4.7 and GPT 5.5, and the largest single release move on that benchmark since computer use was first announced. Anthropic's own evaluations report that Opus 4.8 is roughly 4 times less likely than Opus 4.7 to let a flaw in code it has written pass unremarked, which is a hallucination suppression signal rather than a raw capability signal. And the system card backs this up with the line that Opus 4.8 achieved the lowest incorrect rate of the 6 models tested mainly by abstaining on questions about which it was uncertain. Simon Willison's read, published within hours of the release, made the point that you almost never see an AI lab honestly describe a release as a modest but tangible improvement. That phrase is from Anthropic's own announcement, and it lands as deliberate humility. The other things shipping alongside the model itself are worth noting. Dynamic workflows in research preview for Claude Code on Enterprise, Team, and Max plans lets Claude plan a task, fork hundreds of parallel sub-agents in a single Claude Code session, and verify outputs against the project's test suite before reporting back. Anthropic calls out codebase scale migrations across hundreds of thousands of lines of code, from kickoff to merge as the worked example, which is a different scale of work than what Claude Code has shipped against before. Effort control, available on every plan, lets you pick how hard Claude thinks per turn. And the Messages API now accepts system entries inside the Messages array, a small change with large consequences for long-running agents because it lets a harness update permissions, token budgets, or environment context mid-task without breaking the prompt cache. Buried in the announcement finally is the first concrete public mention of Claude Mythos Preview, the unreleased next-tier model currently being used through Project Glasswing for cybersecurity work. Anthropic says it expects to bring Mythos class models to all customers in the coming weeks, once stronger cyber safeguards are in place. That's the most informative single sentence of the day for anyone trying to model Anthropic's release roadmap. Moving on to our second story, which is the financing announcement that paired with the model release, Anthropic closed a $65 billion Series H at a $965 billion post-money valuation led by Altimeter, Dragoneer, Green Oaks, and Sequoia. The number that I think reframes how you should think about this company is the revenue. Anthropic's run rate revenue crossed $47 billion in May 2026. The Latent Space AI news write-up points out that this figure was $9 billion in December 2025, which is roughly 5 months ago. That is, by their phrasing, the curve of the fastest growing company of all time. And it is now in front of OpenAI on every headline dimension other than raw compute and non-coding benchmarks. The round details fill in the rest of the picture. $15 billion of the $65 is previously committed strategic capital, including $5 billion from Amazon, Micron, Samsung, and SK Hynix all came in as strategic infrastructure partners, which is the entire memory supply chain in one round and the cleanest signal yet that the labs are negotiating directly with the substrate rather than through the hyperscalers. And the compute disclosures are unusually specific. Anthropic announced up to 5 gigawatts of new capacity with Amazon, 5 gigawatts of next-generation Tensor processing unit capacity with Google and Broadcom, and access to GPU capacity in SpaceX's Colossus 1 and Colossus 2 clusters. Claude is now the first frontier model available across all three of the major cloud platforms, Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Azure. AWS remains the primary training partner. The combined power footprint puts Anthropic in roughly the same compute league as OpenAI's announced Stargate sites, which closes most of the remaining structural gap between the two labs. TechCrunch's framing is that this may be Anthropic's final private fundraise before an IPO, and given the use of proceeds language calling out safety and interpretability research, compute, and partnerships, that framing seems right. The strategic read here is that the round and the model release together are designed to be read as one announcement, and the message they jointly send is that Anthropic now has the compute, the revenue, and the lead of record to make the next several model generations on its own terms. Third up, the interpretability paper of the week, which is quieter than the Anthropic news, but worth your time. Anthropic's interpretability team published two May 2026 entries on Transformer Circuits Thread. The first paper is called Natural Language Autoencoders Produce Unsupervised Explanations of LLM Activations by Fraser Taliente, Kantamneni, Ong, and colleagues. The method is the appealing part. They train Claude itself to translate its own internal activations into natural language descriptions and use those descriptions as the bottleneck in an autoencoder Claude then has to reconstruct from. The labels are unsupervised in the sense that they emerge from Claude's own descriptive vocabulary rather than from human curation. The thing that makes this interesting is that it gives you a per-activation natural language label without standing up the per-feature labeling pipeline that the sparse autoencoder plus dictionary learning plus automated interpretability stack has historically required. It's a different interpretability primitive, and it sidesteps the labeling pipeline bottleneck that has slowed Circuit's work for 2 years. The second entry, HeadVis, is tooling rather than a paper, an interactive visualization for attention head behaviors at scale. The Circuits Thread team's framing is short. They wanted to be able to look at what attention heads do, and HeadVis is what they built. The reason these matter is that the previous month's Emotion Concepts paper showed Claude Sané 4.5 had emotion concept representations that causally influence its outputs, with natural language autoencoders and HeadVis sitting alongside that result. You can see Anthropic's interpretability team building toward a stack where the methodological primitives, the inspection tooling, and the substantive findings are all coming out together. That's the shape that healthy research programs make. I expect we'll see follow-on work from non-Anthropic labs adopting natural language autoencoders within the next 2 months. And for our fourth and final story today, I want to flag a Pentagon budget item that surfaced in Defense Scoops, reporting on the fiscal 2027 budget request. Tucked into the budget materials is a request for more than $2 billion to purchase command and control, technology licenses, and engineering support across the combatant commands, joint staff, and National Guard Bureau. More than $1.5 billion of that is earmarked specifically for expansion of Palantir's Maven Smart System under the combined joint all-domain command and control initiative, often shortened as CJADC2. The framing in the budget request is that current CJADC2 deployments are fragmented and need centralized funding to consolidate. The reason I want to register this for you is that the Maven Smart System was originally awarded as a relatively narrow targeting data fusion vehicle, and it has now become the de facto command and control backbone the department is funding centrally. That is a meaningful trajectory. The scale puts CJADC2 into the same budget tier as several major weapons programs, and it is the largest explicit AI software line item in the fiscal 2027 request. The political read with the draft National Defense Authorization Act, simultaneously proposing to dissolve both the Space Development Agency and the Air Force's Rapid Capabilities Office to consolidate acquisition authorities, is that the Department of Defense is consolidating onto fewer, larger AI-enabled programs of record rather than diversifying across many semi-autonomous offices. That structural shift matters for any defense tech company whose business model assumes the proliferation of semi-autonomous buyers. The new shape is a smaller number of much larger buyers, and Palantir is one of the very few companies positioned to be on the receiving end of that consolidation. That's the four. Step back, and the day's theme is consolidation. Anthropic consolidating the Frontier LLM lead, the financing markets consolidating around the labs with revenue, the interpretability stack consolidating its methodology and its tooling, and the Pentagon consolidating its AI spend onto a smaller number of large programs. The Mythos class signal from Anthropic's release notes is the one I'd come back to during the weekend if you have time. It's the most specific public information yet about what's beyond the Opus tier, and it's worth thinking about in the context of compute that just expanded by 10 gigawatts of additional commit on a single day. The full digest has another 60-plus items, including a strong slate of agent reinforcement learning papers and a Mistral release wave that didn't make the top four only because everything else was bigger. Until tomorrow, keep reading papers, get outside if you can, and I'll be back Saturday morning with the weekly recap.